Have you been to the emergency department at your local hospital lately? Did you really need to be there? Or was it something your GP could have handled?
There's some statistics out today showing almost 3 million Australians who went to the hospital emergency department last financial year didn't technically need to be at the hospital. They could have gone to see their family doctor.
So, what's the situation in the Hunter? Dr. Ben Seckold is a local GP and the director of Hamilton Doctors. He also works at GP Access, which is an after-hours service based in the hospitals. Dr. Ben Seckold, why are people going to hospital departments when they don't need to?
Yeah, good morning, Dan and Jenny. Look, I think there's several reasons why people attend the emergency department. Sometimes they, you know, can't get into their regular doctor and the emergency department's open 24 hours a day, so it's always a backup for people. I think sometimes people avoid seeing their doctor because of the cost, because the out-of-pocket cost is seeing your local doctor is going up because the successive governments are not really investing in primary care. And lastly, I think there's also sometimes a lack of awareness of the options available after hours to see a doctor.
We are pretty lucky, I feel lucky in the Hunter, to have that GP Access service, which you are a part of. So this gives people with perhaps those GP treatable, diagnosable issues access over the weekends and on public holidays. Is that having an impact in the Hunter?
It is. It's an absolutely great service. So it's an outpatient service at five of the local hospitals, at John Hunter, the Mater, Maitland, Belmont and Toronto hospitals, where people can ring and speak to a nurse, where they get triaged an appointment, so you actually get an appointment time and attend the outpatient department at the hospital to see the GP.
So, Ben, what would you recommend then to people who say it's the weekend, something's happened, they're not sure? A lot of people, I think, probably would prefer to be safe rather than sorry, and there's a factor of that probably here too. What could you recommend to people who aren't sure whether they go to the hospital or wait and see their GP?
You call the GP Access helpline and you speak to a registered nurse who can point you in the right direction, whether you're fit to see GP Access or whether you have to attend the emergency department.
Okay.
What's that number? Do you know it offhand?
We can get it. That's a good question.
We'll look it up. We'll have it in a minute or two. I wonder whether the access to GPs is an issue here. And I'm talking weekday, regular working hours access. We hear stories of people saying, oh, sure, I could make an appointment with my doctor, but it'll be 2 weeks from next Tuesday that I get to go in. Is that your experience also?
No, I think access to GPs in Newcastle is changing. And, you know, I think sort of 7 or 8 years ago, most general practices in Newcastle had their books closed and weren't seeing new patients. But I think just about all practices now are seeing new patients.
With the ED having so many avoidable admissions and people turning up, are patient numbers down at local GP practices then? Is there more room for patients?
I think so. I think practices are probably not quite as busy as what they were a couple of years ago. So I think they do have capacity to see more patients.
Let's talk funding. Do we need more funding towards GP clinics to make them more accessible?
I think so. I think there's definitely got to be more money in primary care. I think, yeah, the governments aren't funding primary care properly, which is why people are seeking alternatives such as the emergency department.
On that issue of the cost of seeing your doctor, the Productivity Commission report has shown that people are spending more on average. Hard to say whether that's because they're making more trips or whether the cost is going up. I know, though, my local GP, the cost has gone up recently, and that's hard for some people to manage. How much of a factor do you hear from your patients, the cost of either medications or just coming in for that appointment?
Yeah, you definitely hear that quite regularly, because you know, everything rises. The cost of running a, you know, small business rises every year, but the government's not really increasing the funding to help patients, you know, to help subsidise patients seeing the doctor.
So in your view, it's in the hands of the government, and we are heading into an election, so I guess we may hear more on that, but in your view, this cost issue comes back to government funding for primary care?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I think that's the biggest issue that's out there today.
Dr. Ben Seckold, thanks for joining us this morning on ABC Newcastle Breakfast.
Thanks, guys.